W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed to reestablish military lines of communication. He said after their meeting in California that fentanyl was another major topic.
We agreed that fentanyl and its precursors will be curbed substantially. And the pill presses. That's a big movement.
The Senate passed the short-term funding bill one night after the House did the same. This averts a government shutdown and pushes spending talks into next year. Just outside the Capitol, there were demonstrations outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters. These protests turned violent at one point. Capitol Police say six officers were injured. All were treated at the scene. There was one arrest. Those demonstrators were calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiations are progressing towards a U.S. and Qatari-brokered hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. That's according to multiple officials in the U.S. and Israel. This is ABC News. Federal investigators say it could take a year to determine what caused Tuesday's deadly multi-vehicle crash in Ohio that left six people dead, including three high school students.
Investigators say the deadly highway crash outside Columbus, Ohio, wrecked five vehicles.
We had a commercial motor vehicle, then there was the red SUV, then there was the motor coach.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy saying her investigators have made recommendations in the past to try and avoid many highway tragedies, and that governments often do little or nothing to put them in place. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Thousands of state scientists in California began a rolling three-day strike on Wednesday. It's the first ever strike by a state civil service union. They have not had a contract since 2020. The National Book Awards honored the best in literary works. The Fiction Award went to Justin Torres for his novel Blackouts. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC, okay. On a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Luggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a run on new opportunities for high-speed internet in rural Wisconsin. The state has $42 million worth of grants to give out, but the number of applications it got asked for more than 221 million. More than 251,000 locations in Wisconsin still lack service, and about as many have internet that's below current standards. The Public Service Commission will now start poring over the applications. People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had one of the worst losses of the season a few weeks ago in Toronto. That changed tonight with a 128-112 victory over the Raptors. Big night for Damian Lillard. He ended up leading with 37 points. Malik Beasley scoring as well, having his best night of the season with 30 points scored. Now, the Bucks were without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who sat out due to a sore calf muscle, for Jay Crowder, out 8 weeks now after having that surgery yesterday for a groin injury. Marjan Beauchamp was roughed up, Malik Beasley spoke to Bally Sports Wisconsin after the game.
Jay Crowder, too. You know, we're still thinking about you, brother. We love you. Keep healing. And then, we just got resilience, man. You know, we're a deep team. I think that we want to be where we want to be.
And it was a big win for Bucks manager Adrian Griffin to beat the team he came from before he took over as the head coach of the Bucks. Beasley says he's looking forward to dinner on the coach.
It feels great to get a win for coach. Dinner's on him now.
That's the Bucks, Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 34. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow, highs around 64. Overcast tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 34.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making and leading the list of things that were made that will be seen as history forever and ever. The House did pass Mike Johnson's clean resolution, continuing resolution. Remember, this is one that absolutely honored, without any cuts, the deal that McCarthy and Biden made last May, and that frankly was reduced to a bill and signed by Congress. It was passed by Congress, signed by Joe Biden, passed by the Senate. It's the law. It said that if we can't come to an agreement on a budget, they're going to use certain figures, and it's baked into the bill. That means that any attempt by the right wing in the Republican Party to change that, to reduce spending, would really have to be a new law and amend or reject that previous thing that they signed. Now, the final vote was 336-95. 336-95. Democrats provided more votes than Republicans. 209 Democrats voted for it. 127 Republicans voted for it. That means that 93 Republicans did not vote for it. Two Democrats did not vote for it. First of all, I want to tip my hat to Hakeem Jeffries. That is unbelievable discipline. He has a squad of about 20 people, progressive caucus that is many times that, who are always nipping and you can never be sure about what they're going to do. Then he has Blue Dog Democrats. Then he has DeLauro, the magnificent congresswoman from New Haven, Connecticut, who said she wasn't going to support this thing. And nevertheless, out of his 211 votes that he has, he got 209 of them vote for it. That means they actually had to show up, which is a big deal in and of itself. So it passed 336-95. Mike Johnson put it on the floor under a special rules provision that required a two-thirds majority. He had the opportunity to do it under a different rules provision that would have only required a majority, but it would have required the consent of the Rules Committee. And he couldn't depend on some of the right-wing MAGA nuts that are on the Rules Committee. It's clear to me that Mike Johnson, either Hakeem Jeffries or one of the other leadership, sat down in advance and made it clear that this could be done. Mike Johnson's statement, the new speaker's statement, quote, here's what he said: "We are better positioned in the upcoming supplemental debate to demand border security, ensure oversight of Ukraine aid, and support our cherished ally, Israel. But I want to talk about that for a second. During the Cold War, and I remember this well just reading the newspapers a long time ago, every time a Russian leader would say anything, and even now with Putin, certainly with Xi, we have analysts that spend days analyzing every word in what they say, because they're going to come out with the same old baloney, but there are different changes in expression, changes in adjectives, changes in adverbs that can convey significance. And that was what was done with Mike Johnson, because what he's trying to do, he's trying to keep together a coalition of about 222 Republican votes. And he has people in there who, remember, called the chair on Kevin McCarthy and threw him out. So he has to be very careful. So he's going to use language that sounds aggressive and on their side. But consider what he just said, and I'm going to tell you how I interpret it and how I think the Democratic leadership interprets it. He says, we are better positioned in the upcoming supplemental debate. What's that about? Well, I'll tell you what. It's about the debate for the long-term budget on all 12 appropriation bills. Four of them are going to come due by January 19. Eight of them are going to come due on February 12. That's what he means by upcoming supplemental debate. And he says to demand border security, ensure oversight of Ukraine aid, and support our cherished ally, Israel. That's a very important statement coming from a Republican speaker, because here's how you can break it down. He will vote for Ukraine aid. He will vote for Israel aid. And by when I say vote, the speaker doesn't vote. The speaker is supposed to be the speaker of the whole House, unlike the U.S. Senate, where you have the majority leader and the minority leader. The majority leader is the leader of the Democrats in this case. The speaker, even though obviously he's a Republican, is supposed to be the speaker of the whole House, because what you have is you have a majority leader Republican and a minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat. Now, there are a lot of those Republicans that have said they won't vote for Ukraine aid at all, under any circumstances. For him, when he sends ensure oversight of Ukraine aid, that's his way of saying, hey, I'm a good Republican, I want oversight, but I'm going to vote for Ukraine aid. By vote, I mean put it on the floor. And he's going to need a lot of Democratic votes for that. And oversight can be anything that he negotiates with Joe Biden and with Hakeem Jeffries. And it may be, there are audits, by the way, of all this. And most aid that goes to these foreign countries is just armaments that we produce here in the United States, pay for here in the United States, shipped to them, and it's used in the battlefield. And that's never been a problem with Ukraine. We also provide Ukraine with economic assistance so they can run their government so that they don't give in to the Russians. He may be saying, okay, maybe we want oversight on that, which we already have, by the way, quite a bit of oversight, and that can easily be negotiated. But the point is, he can then go back to his caucus and say, hey, I really toughened up Ukraine aid. I ensured oversight. Then he says, support our cherished ally, Israel. That's vitally important. Vitally important. And most of the Republicans are for it. Most of the Democrats are for it. But it's good to hear the speaker say it. And the speaker also spoke at the rally for Israel in the mall yesterday. He gave a very strong speech. Now, the one other thing he said in here is demand border security. And that mirrors something that Mitch McConnell and the Republican moderates in the Senate have started to talk about. You know, they endorsed Biden's $106 billion aid package for Ukraine, Taiwan, Israel, and the border. But now Mitch McConnell even is saying, and I hear now Mike Johnson saying it in these words, that they're going to want more than money at the border. They're going to want changes in how refugees and what are now people coming in illegally in the country are handled. And I don't know what they're going to demand. They may demand that some of them stay in Mexico until their cases are processed. so they don't just go all over the country and then never come back for their court date. I have no idea what they're going to say. But I think we can stand by for that. And I also think that Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer, when that comes up, and if it's endorsed by Mitch McConnell and the Republican moderates in the Senate, they're going to have little choice but to negotiate on that. But the good news in that statement is that he will support Ukraine aid and Israel aid, and obviously something for the border in terms of money, but also change in position on the border. The Senate has signaled that they are going to pass this. Remember something about the Senate. They have unanimous consent. Tuberville and Rand Paul could block it. There's an exception for budgetary matters. There's an exception for budgetary matters. And Chuck Schumer could say this is a budgetary matter and unanimous consent isn't required. And it also can't be filibustered. So I think, assuming that Kyrsten Sinema and Manchin go for it, this thing is as good as gold. But there's a lot of anger, I want to stress, in the Republican caucus right now. I just watched the news just before I came on the air, and Scott Perry and Chip Roy, they're both people, honest to Pete, who shouldn't be in the Congress. Scott Perry asked for pardon from Trump. He knows that he's a criminal. He broke the law. He was one of the architects of stealing the vote and overturning the election. And both of them were arrogant and very nasty towards Mike Johnson. They said, first strike, second strike, three strikes, you're out. You have 10 days to convince us that you're going to do the right thing on these bills in January and February. The problem with that is that if the MAGA right-wing nuts demand that those appropriation bills take big haircuts that weren't agreed on in May and frankly aren't in the law right now, Biden and Schumer aren't going to agree to that. Mike Johnson's going to have no choice but to write the bills to mirror the deal that was made in May. And the question is, do these clowns call the chair? They can. Right now, because of Mike McCarthy's concession, the rule is that the chair can be called by one person. I'm going to make a statement right now. I think it is essential. This is a strange thing to say from a former Democratic Party chairman, that this time it's essential that the Democrats provide the votes to keep Mike Johnson in there. Why do I say that? Mike Johnson's bad on a couple of things. For one thing, he says he doesn't have a checking account. He's not transparent financially. I don't like that. And secondly, he doesn't believe in separation of church and state. In fact, he just made a statement the other day saying that separation of church and state isn't what most people think in the First Amendment. Who the hell is he? He's not a constitutional scholar. So that bothers me a great deal. But we would have provided the votes for Kevin McCarthy if he hadn't shot his mouth off on national TV the weekend before the vote. Because if you have somebody in there who at least will do a deal, and in this case, Johnson did it with 209 Democrats and only 127 Republicans. That's what we like. The 127 Republicans satisfy the Hastert rule, which means that over half the Republican caucus has to be for it. He's got to be able to do that in Ukraine aid, Israel aid, and a lot of other things coming up. We got to keep him in there. We got to hold our nose and keep him in there. This is a statement of Democratic congressman in this state and to Hakeem Jeffries. Don't screw around this time. Don't have Jim Jordan get in there. Coming up, some big news about the Milwaukee Brewers.
Long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit BugTussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed to reestablish military lines of communication. He said after their meeting in California that fentanyl was another major topic.
We agreed that fentanyl and its precursors will be curbed substantially, and the pill presses. That's a big movement.
The Senate passed the short-term funding bill one night after the House did the same. This averts a government shutdown and pushes spending talks into next year. Just outside the Capitol, there were demonstrations outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters. These protests turned violent at one point. Capitol Police say six officers were injured. All were treated at the scene. There was one arrest. Those demonstrators were calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiations are progressing towards a U.S. and Qatari-brokered hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. That's according to multiple officials in the U.S. and Israel. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is lifting lockdowns at state prisons in Waupun and Green Bay. Inmates have been confined to their cells for months because of safety worries and not enough guards. Inmates will soon get access to more prison programs, and some inmates in Waupun will be moved out. The governor says he's also keen on hiring more guards. Starting pay for those jobs went up to $33 an hour in the new state budget. More young people are taking part in Wisconsin's registered apprenticeship program than ever before. The paid training program combines on-the-job learning and education from technical colleges and private training centers. More than 16,000 apprentices are taking part. That's the highest number in the program's 112 years. Workforce development officials say the program is a way to bring job seekers and employers together. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 34. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies. Southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow, highs around 64. Overcast tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 34.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1 800 508-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed to reestablish military lines of communication. He said after their meeting in California that fentanyl was another major topic.
We agreed that fentanyl and its precursors will be curbed substantially, and the pill presses. That's a big movement.
The Senate passed the short-term funding bill one night after the House did the same. This averts a government shutdown and pushes spending talks into next year. Just outside the Capitol, there were demonstrations outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters. These protests turned violent at one point. Capitol Police say six officers were injured. All were treated at the scene. There was one arrest. As demonstrators were calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiations are progressing towards a U.S. and Qatari brokered hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. That's according to multiple officials in the U.S. and Israel. This is ABC News. Federal investigators say it could take a year to determine what caused Tuesday's deadly multi-vehicle crash in Ohio that left six people dead, including three high school students.
Investigators say the deadly highway crash outside Columbus, Ohio, wrecked five vehicles.
We had a commercial motor vehicle, then there was the red SUV, then there was the motor coach.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy saying her investigators have made recommendations in the past to try and avoid many highway tragedies and that governments often do little or nothing to put them in place. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Thousands of state scientists in California began a rolling three-day strike on Wednesday. It's the first ever strike by a state civil service union. They have not had a contract since 2020. The National Book Awards honored the best in literary works. The Fiction Award went to Justin Torres for his novel Blackouts. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
She walks in this morning, John's like, yeah, I told you look like somebody. I've been thinking about you. That's a little weird, John.
I didn't put it that way, Jim. No, we said she reminds me of Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Right.
Bailey, WKRP.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Completely. Yes.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed to reestablish military lines of communication. He said after their meeting in California that fentanyl was another major topic.
We agreed that fentanyl and its precursors will be curbed substantially. And the pill presses. That's a big movement.
The Senate passed the short-term funding bill one night after the House did the same. This averts a government shutdown and pushes spending talks into next year. Just outside the Capitol, there were demonstrations outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters. These protests turned violent at one point. Capitol Police say six officers were injured. All were treated at the scene. There was one arrest. As demonstrators were calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiations are progressing towards a U.S. and Qatari-brokered hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. That's according to multiple officials in the U.S. and Israel. This is ABC News. Federal investigators say it could take a year to determine what caused Tuesday's deadly multi-vehicle crash in Ohio that left six people dead, including three high school students.
Investigators say the deadly highway crash outside Columbus, Ohio, wrecked five vehicles.
We had a commercial motor vehicle. Then there was the red SUV. Then there was the motor coach.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy saying her investigators have made recommendations in the past to try and avoid many highway tragedies and that governments often do little or nothing to put them in place. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Thousands of state scientists in California began a rolling three-day strike on Wednesday. It's the first ever strike by a state civil service union. They have not had a contract since 2020. The National Book Awards honored the best in literary works. The Fiction Award went to Justin Torres for his novel Blackouts. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. always there when you need them most.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC, on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central. Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Allbush Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor.
Jim Vandenhoevel, our very special guest, Vietnam vet. Again, you had to be saying to yourself, I am not on the farm in freedom anymore.
You know, it was scary for a while, but then you realize, and we all realize on our platoon, we kind of laugh about it because you had to keep your sanity, and that was one of the ways you did it. You almost got taken out today, and if you didn't do that, you wouldn't be able to stay focused on your job.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
She walks in this morning. John's like, yeah, I told you you look like somebody. I've been thinking about you. That's a little weird, John.
I didn't put it that way, Jim. No, we said she reminds me of Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Right.
Bailey, WKRP.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Completely. Yes.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app,
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed, reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC Tell, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Thank you.
your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor.
Jim Vandenhoevel, our very special guest, Vietnam vet. Again, you had to be saying to yourself, I am not on the farm in freedom anymore.
You know, it was scary for a while, but then you realize, and we all realize in our platoon, we kind of laugh about it because you had to keep your sanity, and that was one of the ways you did it. You almost got taken out today, and if you didn't do that, you wouldn't be able to stay focused on your job.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of 7 women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
She walks in this morning. John's like, yeah, I told you look like somebody. I've been thinking about you. That's a little weird, John.
I didn't put it that way, Jim. No, we said she reminds me of Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Right.
Bailey, WKRP.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Completely. Yes.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app,
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed, reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central. Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, Refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.